All right, back here on Sports Talk, our training camp sound bank brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American. Want to get right out to what happened at practice today. Head coach Dennis Allen recaps the day's work.
I thought today was a lot of really good work. Had a bunch of situations, two-minute, red zone, some move-the-ball stuff. You know, I thought early on, I thought, you know, the offense did some good things early on, and then I think the defense kind of responded a little bit as the practice went along. I think... The best thing, you know, about all this work is I think our guys, all of our guys are competing extremely hard. And I think that has to be a foundational piece for, you know, our football team this year is just that, you know, competitive nature. And so I'm pleased with what I'm getting out of that. Again, we had the officials out here today and there's a few things that need to be cleaned up. And yet I thought, for the amount of plays that we ran today, I thought it was relatively clean. So he'll be out here again the next couple of days. So we'll have some, you know, game-like situations.
Dennis Allen summing up basically what happened at today's practice session. And the black and gold will be right back at it tomorrow. Preseason game number two comes Sunday, 7 o'clock in San Francisco.
Well, you know what came to fruition, and it should be how – a lot of teams do this, but the Saints get the most out of it. You're paying attention to detail. You know how special teams, they dedicate a lot of time and practice. Like, it's not just, okay, we have 10 minutes. No, it might be a half an hour, and they're dealing with special teams and how we always win in that area. You know what I could see coming to fruition and that, because we are, I always say this, we are a creature of our habits. It could be positive or negative. And it's an offensive, defensive drill. But I think this has helped us offensively. And this is something that Dennis Allen, you know, this goes way back to Sean Payton and all. And the Saints have always done this as of late. And I'd be interested to see how much other teams, because it's situational football, whether it's red zone, third down, first down, second down. But like two-minute stuff. So, Bob, what do you mean by two-minute? Okay, it's like not 2 minutes to close out the game, but 2 minutes even before the half. And it might not even be 2 minutes. It might be like 48 seconds, whatever it might be. Look at the explosive play that Jake Haener made. Look at that scenario situation with the Cardinals. How all of a sudden you might say, okay, we'll live to fight another day. Ground and pound, or be conservative with the ball. And then we just come back and fight the second half. All of a sudden, we hit a long bomb with Haener. And because the defense, a lot of times, they're squatting. What I mean by squatting, they're trying to cheat maybe on under-type routes, and you do a double move, and you can blow past them. Now, it takes longer to develop, so you got a pass block and all. And then you hit a chunk play, and before you know it, we can get points before the half. It might only be a field goal. Like that could be the difference whether you win or lose. So I've noticed that with Coach Kubiak and Dennis Allen, and it's good for, because if you're on the defensive side, okay, you obviously want to stop your opponent. And then if you're offensive side, you want to be able to get some points, whether it be a splash, touchdown, or a field goal. And that's one thing that came both. With Jake Haener right before the half, and right. Then Spencer Rattler at the end of the game. Okay, we're losing now. You can't go three and out. It's fourth down. We got to go for it. But you got to move the chains, and Spencer Rattler was able to do that to have Smith have an opportunity for a game-winning field goal.
You're talking about field goals, and Dennis Allen was asked about that kicking, the place kicker competition between Blake Groupie and Charlie Smith. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, look, I think it's a competitive, you know, situation. Both of these guys, both have strong legs. Both have had really good days. Both have some things that they still need to try to improve on. And I think it's a legitimate, you know, competition there. So we're not ready to make any decisions and let these preseason games play out. But I do think it's a good competition.
Yeah, DA saying basically that they're not really decided yet on the place kicking duties.
No, a constant. You know, the one thing I think Groupie has the advantage over because, you know, it's not obviously you got to score points. You can't miss extra points or you got to make your field goals.
Especially inside the 40. I know it's been an issue for both of them in camp.
But also because of the new kickoff rules, how do you place the ball?
Right.
You know, it's almost like you're playing golf and you're chipping. And how close can you get? You know, don't hit it way over the hole or don't hit it in the sand trap. You know, even that, how can we trust you on kickoffs with our coverage of the new rules? See, all of that comes into play. And another thing, Steve, I don't know if I'd be there, I probably would ask him this question. Also, you know, you look at the punting game.
Ah, you're teeing up our next clip.
Oh, really? Somebody was maybe ahead of me. But look at, like, Headley and Hayball. Okay, and this is why I'm telling you who that Nation fans. You cannot look at, like, oh, look what he averaged per punt.
Right.
You have to look at the net. Is the net. Okay, because you have to look at where was the ball kick and what type of return. Like, for instance, you would think Hayball had the big advantage. Oh, Hayball averaged 53 yards a punt, and Headley only averaged 46.8.
And like you love to say, not so fast.
Not so fast. You have to look at the net. When Headley was punting, his net was 41.8. And then you look 46.8, and then Hayball, when you have to look at his punts, that he averaged 53 yards on three of his punts. We had a long of 61, but he also kicked the ball out of the end zone.
Exactly.
And his net average was 35. Okay, now think about that. That's a first down plus. 46.8 with Headley, with Hayball, 35, was almost 20 yards worse than, you know, you look at your gross average. So when you look at like 35 versus 53, so that's why you have to look at the net. Look at the net when you're evaluating the punters, you know, flipping the field, hitting yardage and all that. You always have to look at the net and then Headley having three punts inside the 20-yard line. So that's why you might say, oh, well, look at it. He boomed that 61 yards.
Great.
Yeah, no, it's good.
We're not having a kicking length competition
but you
here.
You have to look at the punt coverage and all that, and that's one thing when Headley has bettered his game, not just that rugby-style punting, but traditional spiral punting and all that. So all I know is I would say big advantage for Headley over Hayball after one game. Now, what did they do against the 49ers? Because I looked the net. That's basically 42 yards for Headley versus 35 yards for Hayball with the net.
And on cue, Dennis Allen was asked, has Lou Headley's ability to flip field improved going into this year?
Yeah, and look, I think when you really look at Lou and the season that he had last year, you know, we kind of put together a chart in terms of all of his kicks and the thing that you that comes out is there's a lot of consistency. If you just look at it, plotted on a graph, you know, all the dots are kind of in the same area, you know. And so you know exactly what you're getting, and there's a comfort level to that. And you see some of these other, you know, plots, and there'll be one dot over here, which is a really long kick and flips the field, and but there'll be one over here that, you know, is one of these 20 yarders or 25 yarders. So I like that I know from a consistency standpoint pretty much what I'm getting. I do think he's gotten better in terms of some traditional punts instead of the, you know, end over end Aussie style. And yet I still think that's an area that he, you know, can still work to improve on.
Dennis Allen talking about Headley there, and I thought, yeah, that was one of the bigger positives from that preseason game number one. You just went through, obviously, the stats with him, but being able to pin the teams inside the 20, obviously key for any defense coming out there. You know, you want to back the offense as much, back them up as much as possible, and I thought that we're able to do that a heck of a lot better, obviously, with Headley.
Well, there's one thing you'd have to worry about. You know, Rashichi took it to the house on a punt return against the Packers.
Yeah.
They want nobody running no damn punt against the Saints.
Right.
We were number one. We only gave up 5.6 yards of punt return. So that's why now they said we want more net. You know, so all of a sudden, now, look, a 60-yard punt looks beautiful. But you can't outkick your coverage. And then they get an outstanding return. So it's all a matter of having the right punt and as far as, like, the timing, and you get the coverage down. So so when I look at the net 41.8, I'm just off the top of my head, I'm thinking, boy, if that's like 43.8, you might be number one in the NFL. But last year we only gave up 5.5 yards of punt return. That speaks for itself. So that would continue. Now you'd want to increase the net with Headley. But then, you know why? Because you're winning the field position. And you know, those hidden yardage and all that. And it's maybe one less first down to get in the scoring position. Or you're backing your opponent up where you're not kicking it out the end zone. Oh, that's a beautiful punt. But you're kicking it out in the 8-yard line or inside the 20. So, no, that you know, some fans might be bored with that. But when you're paying attention to detail, it's amazing. That's one area we got right, I think, going forward for sure. You know, and I might say, well, I think our defense will still get it done. Again, we're so concerned with the offensive line. But I would be shocked if we had a poor performance on special teams. Like, well, that's why we lost the game. And we were terrible. You know, we can't make a kick. We can't cover a kick, whatever it might be. I just don't see us, any game we play, that we're not winning in that area.